Here is the flash flood potential rating for southern Utah, issued at 3:12 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Four Arches National Park, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Bryce Canyon National Park, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Canyonlands National Park, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Capitol Reef National Park, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Grand Staircase Escalante East, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Grand Staircase Escalante West, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Grand Gulch, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Natural Bridges, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For San Rafael Swell, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. For Zion National Park, not expected today, and not expected on Monday. Here is the forecast for the following area in Utah, Bear Lake and Bear River Valley. Today, partly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Mostly clear. Lows around 40. Memorial Day, sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday night and Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the mid-70s. Thursday night through Saturday, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the upper 70s. Here is the forecast for the following area in Wyoming, southwest Wyoming. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Partly cloudy. Lows around 40. Memorial Day, sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday through Saturday, mostly clear. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the mid-40s. Here is the forecast for the following area in Utah, Western Uinta Mountains. Today, partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms and snow showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Little or no accumulation. Snow level above 10,000 feet. Highs in the upper 50s. Chance of precipitation 70%. Tonight, a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation 30%. Memorial Day, sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Monday night, a 20% chance of rain showers in the evening. Partly cloudy. lows in the upper 30s. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 40. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of precipitation 40%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening and clearing. Lows in the upper 30s. Thursday, sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night through Friday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Highs around 70. Saturday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs around 70. Here are some 10 a.m. observations. At Evanston, under sunny skies, the temperature was 53 degrees. The dew point was 38 with a relative humidity of 56%. The pressure was 30.20 inches and steady. In Rock Springs, it was sunny with a temperature of 55 degrees. The wind was east at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 17. In Salt Lake City, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 69 degrees. The wind was north at 5 miles an hour. Elsewhere around the area, it was sunny, with a temperature of 53 at Jackson, 63 at Pocatello, Idaho, 60 at Logan, Utah, and 67 at Wendover. At Riverton, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 52. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 52 at Laramie, 48 at Cheyenne, 51 at Casper, and 53 at Denver. Here are the latest wind speeds across Interstate 80, from east to west. At Cheyenne, the wind was south at 15 miles an hour, gusting to 22. At Laramie, southeast at 16 miles an hour. At Rawlins, northeast at 12 miles an hour. At Rock Springs, east at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 17. At Evanston at Salt Lake City, north at 5 miles an hour. At Wendover, south at 3 miles an hour,